أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are now at the eighth day of this blessed month of Ramadan. We've completed one full week, and three more weeks remain in this blessed month of seeking proximity to God, to the Almighty Creator. And one of the things that we have hopefully realized in this month of Ramadan, and is something that should always be in the forefront of our minds, even outside of the month of Ramadan, is that as Muslims, as human beings devoted to the religion of Islam, that our thoughts should also not only be on ourselves, but we should always be thinking about the less fortunate, the needy people of society. And when we look at society on a whole, we see that around the world, including even our own backyard, in our own country, even if we live in a so-called first world country, we have needy, we have people who are homeless. They could be Muslims and they could also be non-Muslims. Today we want to reflect on a verse of the Quran that instructs us on how we should be dealing with the needy people within our society. Actually, the verse has two aspects. One is about ourselves and the second is about the needy. But before we go into a brief review of this verse, let us have a listen to it and then we will come back and discuss this verse in a bit more depth.
ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويأخذ الصدقات وأن الله هو التواب الرحيم.
Do they not know that Allah is He who accepts repentance from His servants and accepts their alms, and that Allah is He who is oft returning with compassion, ever merciful? This particular verse for today comes to us from chapter number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 104. And there are actually two themes contained in this. We just want to be very brief in our look at this today. But the first portion of the verse tells us that do the believers, even humanity, we can say, does humanity not realize that God, Allah, is the one who accepts the forgiveness, the repentance from His servants? This in itself would call for an entire discussion. Obviously, we don't want to go into too much depth in these morning sessions of the month of Ramadan. But just for us to give us a brief indication of the importance of this verse is that as believers, as Muslims, we have to realize that it is only God alone who can forgive the sins. Yes, we are told many times in the traditions, in the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad and his noble family, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, that if we were to take the rights of another human being, that we do have to repay the rights to them and to ask them for our forgiveness. But ultimately, God is the true forgiver of all of our sins. And so sometimes we see in certain traditions where the committed of that particular religion will go to the priest, will go to their clergy, will confess their sins, will tell the clergyman what sins they have performed and ask for repentance and ask for forgiveness from them. This actually in Islam is a forbidden action. It is actually forbidden for you and I to go to anybody, no matter how learned of a scholar, no matter how eloquent of a speaker, and to confess our sins. This should be kept between us and Allah. It is only to Allah that we should confess our sins, to admit our defects, our breaking of His laws, and only ask Him for forgiveness. And as this verse clearly says that, do we not realize that God is the one who will forgive the sins? Obviously, this is a very vast topic and probably we'll delve into it in another day in the series of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. But now let me go to the second portion of this verse where God also tells us a very interesting phenomenon about charity, about giving to the needy. The second portion of this verse talks about our charity, that God Himself accepts the charity. Even when we see a person on the street asking for a handout, or when we, maybe as a ritual at home, we may have a little box that we put in money every day in the form of charity to give to the needy or to give to the poor, we should realize that before our money goes into that box of charity, before our money makes it into the hand of a beggar, whether that is, you know, $1 or $10 or $1,000, whatever the amount is, or whatever the thing may be. It might not even be money. It might be that you actually feed somebody, that you buy somebody some clothing, that you do some act of charity for somebody else. The verse tells us that that money, that charity that you give is actually accepted by God before the person accepts it. So in this light, there is a beautiful tradition from the sixth Imam, the sixth successor of the Prophet Muhammad, that is Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he has been quoted as saying that when you give in charity, realize that before it reaches to the hand of the intended recipient, it is reaching into the metaphorical hand of God, of Allah. And God is accepting that charity, and then it is going then to the recipient. And so the Imam used to say that, ensure that whenever you give in charity, anytime you give in charity, anytime we give in charity, let us give the best of what we have. You know, sometimes we fall into this rut of giving whatever's left over. You know, sometimes our religious center may have a fundraising drive for a country in the world, it doesn't matter where, a particular country, maybe an earthquake, a tsunami, a typhoon, some massive affliction has befallen that community or that country. And many times we'll go into our closet and look at the things that are worn out, the things that are not worth anything, that we ourselves would not even take. And because we feel, well, they have nothing, so let me give them even the worst of what I have. This we should realize, brothers and sisters, in humanity is not the way to go. I'm not saying don't go into your closet and take things out of there, because you may very well have, you know, brand new things at home that you haven't used, or very slightly used clothing, or whatever is being asked for. But we should make it a point to ensure that the best of what we have goes to charity, because as the verse says, and as the sixth Imam would say, that before the needy get that gift, that offering, it goes to the hand of God. And incidentally, when the Imam said this statement, he then would follow it up with the recitation of this verse, further emphasizing the fact that our charity is not really going to help a person directly, first of all. It is going to God. God will bless that charity, and then it will go to that recipient in need. So as we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan, of fasting, of praying, of supplication, let us also be generous with our wealth, with whatever God has given us, and let us be generous with it to give to the needy in our own city first and foremost, and then work outside from there to ensure that our fellow believers and humanity in our own city, in our own family first, in our city, in our country, are taken care of before we look around the world and try to alleviate problems on the other side of the world. Let us look at home and deal with our own concerns and issues and those who need the help the most. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته